It's time for the Savannah Coach's Corner, brought to you by Lindley's Paint and Body Shop and by Victory Customs.
Yeah, welcome to the Lindley's Paint Body Shop and Victory Customs Savannah Coaches Corner. It's the final edition for the 2023 season, joined by head coach of the Savannah Bulldogs football team, Rick Cherry. Welcome to the show.
No, it's good to be here.
So, it's been a couple of weeks. How everything's been?
Hey, we've had our ups and downs. You know, we woke 2 weeks ago, played well, got a win, and then came back against Allen last week. Played well for a half. I mean, defensively, we played really well. And then got tired in the second half and gave up some big plays. And it's kind of snowballed from there.
So when you're able to get into the win column, want to focus on that game as well. You had a Wawoka a couple weeks ago. When you consider all four quarters, how'd you feel about how your team performed in those four quarters?
Yeah, the old kids played hard. They came out and did what they needed to do and really played hard and did things right and things went our way. Ball bounced our way, so we took advantage of it.
Obviously, it's been a little bit of a tough season. You had your first win coming into when it was week. That would have been six. That was seven. One of those three numbers. Yeah. But you had your first win there. But, you know, it's obviously also great to be able to get a win under your belt there. How are the emotions after, the clock hit zero?
Kids were high, were up high. They were good. Emotions good. Coaches were in better spirits, and it just nothing like a win. It'll get you going.
Absolutely. So these are your last couple of weeks where you're going to be in football with 11-man before you move over to 8-man. Now, we mentioned it, I think, was the first Savannah Coach's Corner that we had this season. Now that you've gone through almost your final season here of 11-man for a little while before going now to 8-man, what do you think about the future for Savannah Bulldogs going into 8-man?
Yeah, I think it looks pretty good. We've got some – the 8-man game is a lot quicker than the 11-man game, and we've got some kids who've got a little quickness. And we've got to work on some others to get them quick, and to change a little attitude adjustment, mainly mine, because stuff to get you. You do a lot of things those extra three guys.
Yeah. and here's one more question before we go to break and talk about Conwell that you guys have coming up Friday at 7 o'clock kickoff. Still, yes, right?
Still 7.
All right. We are coming up also in the final weeks of the regular season. What do you want to see from your Savannah Bulldogs to close out the season?
I want to say they're best effort. If they're blocking somebody, hooking up and staying hooked up, keep their feet moving, try to drive them off the ball, off the field if they can, to come up and make plays, make tackles, break on the ball, intercept the ball, cause fumbles, recover fumbles. I tell them all the time, so we call it MAP, M-A-P, make a play.
I like
and
that.
Just try to make a play. And if they can do that, I'll be happy with them.
Awesome. I like that. Map. Make a play. Or we'll be back here in just a moment talking about the Kanawha Tigers as they travel over to Savannah, Oklahoma for the final. It'll be senior night this Friday as well,
yes,
right? So senior night this Friday over in Savannah as it's the final home football game for the Bulldogs coming up on Friday. So we're going to take a break. In the meantime, hear from Lindley's and Victory Customs. At Lindley's Paint and Body Shop, we understand the value of a makeover. It's a fresh start. Maybe the same original color, but still new and better. That's why we go the extra mile on every job. We are a full-service collision repair center and restoration shop. Lindley's Paint and Body Shop, 1328 South George 9 Expressway, McAllister. Call 918-423-0703. That's 918-423-0703. Go Bulldogs! Victory Customs, proudly serving Southeast Oklahoma for powder coating, sandblasting, and wheel repair. They have the only bake booth large enough to powder coat vehicle frames within 100 miles. They can handle vehicle frames up to 15 feet. You can choose between hundreds of color options, too. Their powder coating has a 20-plus year lifespan. They work with industrial and residential customers. Victory Customs, 1808 South Main Street in McAllister. Call 918-424-8260. Visit us at www.victorycustoms.shop. Build your ride at Victory Customs. Savannah Coach's Corner here. I know a lot of people also tuning in for Oklahoma City Thunder, as it is the opening night for the Oklahoma City Thunder basketball team. We'll be getting to the final 15 minutes of their pregame show once our show here ends, and then you'll have Matt Pinto with the excellent coverage of the Oklahoma City Thunder for the next couple of hours if you're into basketball coverage. But right now we're talking about the gridiron, talking about football. Coach, it's been a couple of weeks on the road. It's got to feel good to be home.
Yes, it does. You know, it's always good to come home. You don't have to travel. You get to, you know, stay in your office a little longer.
Yeah.
Take care of business.
When it's over, get to go home a little bit earlier.
Yeah.
I get that. Again, by the way, Brandon Green here, your host of the Savannah Coach's Corner, along with head coach of the Savannah Bulldogs football team, Rick Cherry. So being back at home, you've got Kanawha. What can we expect from the Tigers?
They've got some big boys up front, got a big tailback. Quarterback is very mobile. And we're going to have to put a pad on them to bring them to the ground, stop them. You know, they like to run the football. And my philosophy has always been find what they do best and take it away. And we're going to try to make them beat us through the air. You know, make them throw the football to beat us.
And if you never
they
know.
Can, they can. They,
you know. Now, if you're going to win, we want to make you win that way.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And so that would be one big key to the game, stop the run. So any other keys to the game that you have for Friday night's matchup against Kanawha?
We've got to move the football. You know, offensively, we've got to be able to run the ball. We've got some working on our quick passing game and try to do some stuff quick, get it in our hands of our playmakers and let them go run with the ball.
All right. Again, that's all coming up on Friday. It's senior night. We'll do one more question, actually, before we go to our five fun facts about head coach Rick Cherry. With it being senior night coming up on Friday, any word of advice or just word that you want to give to the seniors that you have on this year's team?
Just thank you guys. You know, we've got six seniors. They've given their heart and soul to this team this year and left it all out there on the field for me. And I'm really proud of them. They'll do good things with life because, you know, there's more to it than football. You know, they're good people.
And like I said, it's going to miss out on the playoffs this year, but they also help build the foundation in your couple of years that you've had with Savannah so far for something better down the line, too.
They've laid another brick in the wall. You know, so it just start slow and build it up a little at a time and see what happens.
They can look back one day and say, we helped build that.
Yeah.
So that's cool. Again, that is going to be the Kanawha Tigers at the Savannah Bulldogs. 7 o'clock, senior night, Friday night. Come check out the Bulldogs as they take on the Tigers. We're going to be back with some fun facts, fun questions for head coach Rick Cherry here in just a moment. Heavily Halloween themed as we have Halloween coming up next Tuesday. So again, this is the Savannah Coaches Corner brought to you by Lindley's Paint and Body and Victory Customs. Victory Customs, proudly serving Southeast Oklahoma for powder coating, sandblasting, and wheel repair. They have the only bake booth large enough to powder coat vehicle frames within 100 miles. They can handle vehicle frames up to 15 feet. You can choose between hundreds of color options, too. Their powder coating has a 20-plus year lifespan. They work with industrial and residential customers. Victory Customs, 1808 South Main Street in McAllister. Call 918-424-8260. Visit us at www.victorycustoms.shop. Build your ride at Victory Customs. At Lindley's Paint and Body Shop, we understand the value of a makeover. It's a fresh start. Maybe the same original color, but still new and better. That's why we go the extra mile on every job. We are a full-service collision repair center and restoration shop. Lindley's Paint and Body Shop, 1328 South George Knight Expressway, McAllister. Call 918-423-0703. That's 918-423-0703. Go Bulldogs! In the afternoon, really at night now, here on your Wednesday, October 25th. It is the Savannah Coaches Corner with head coach Rick Cherry of the Savannah Bulldogs football team, along with Brandon Green here, your host of the show. Here in our final show of 2023, let's go ahead and have some fun questions for head coach Rick Cherry.
Right.
I hope that you have fun with this.
I do. It's enjoyable.
There we go. So let's go ahead and let's get started off with this question. Again, heavily Halloween themed. Really, all of them has something to do with Halloween. What has been your favorite Halloween costume that you've worn?
That I've worn?
That you've worn. Not that you've seen, that you have worn.
Oh, gosh. It's been a kid since I've worn a Halloween costume.
You want a sneak peek of what I'm going to be going for is... For Halloween this year? So my wife, she now dresses me for Halloween pretty much every day too. But have you ever seen Hocus Pocus?
Yeah.
Do you remember Billy, like the zombie that comes up from the grave and everything?
Yeah.
And it has his mouth sewn shut or whatever? I'm going to be Billy.
Oh, that'd be nice.
The broadcaster with his mouth sewn shut.
Yeah, I guess mine would have been a ghost when I was a kid.
A ghost?
Yeah. Because, you know, well, I'm old enough now. We didn't have these big costumes then.
I got you. Our next one. Are you on Team Candy Corn?
Yes, definitely.
You like candy corn?
Oh, yeah.
That's a controversial topic nowadays to like candy corn.
Yeah, I've always liked it, though.
So coming from somebody that doesn't really like candy corn, sorry, what's the taste in candy corn that you like? What sticks out?
Just the sweetness.
Sweetness, okay.
Yeah, and I like to mix it in with peanuts, something salty.
Oh, okay, that's not bad then.
Cut down the sweet a little bit.
It almost works as a bit of like a trail mix item if you use. Okay, yeah. I can see that.
And then you get the autumn mix. It's got the pumpkins in it, too, you know, if you really want the sugar rush.
Okay. I like that. Now, candy corn, not your favorite candy, or is it your favorite candy? What's your favorite candy? This is my third question here.
Oh, my favorite candy would probably have to be... I like so much of it. I'd probably have to go with the Snickers bar.
Snickers is always the safe bet. I like that, too.
It's got a little bit of everything in it.
Hey, if you're hungry, you grab a Snickers. Yeah. That's right. Man, for me, going to door-to-door when I was doing trick-or-treat as a kid, it was always Reese's. If I got a Reese's cup, I was all for it. And what's funny is me and my buddy, we were in college at one time. We were roommates in college. We went to Walmart just because we wanted to. And we saw, this is during Easter, a big Reese's bunny.
Yeah.
My buddy had the dumb idea to eat all of it. And those are like a pound of
of
peanut butter and chocolate. Dude didn't go to sleep for 2 days, I feel like. And also, it messed up his intestines.
Yeah, that'll do it.
I mean, that toilet saw more action from him than it has seen in years. And let's go to our fourth question. That might be TMI. Yeah. Fourth question here. Who was or is the scariest football player in all of football? Talking about college, NFL, who do you think was the scariest NFL player? And we're not counting, this is not meant to be, whatever, not counting O.J. Simpson.
Okay.
Not counting Ray Lewis, not any of that stuff. Like, the scariest player that, like, someone you did not want to be running the ball at or running at you.
I would have to go back to, you know, the 70s and 80s with Pittsburgh with Joe Green.
Mean Joe Green.
Jack Lambert, Jack Ham, and that bunch, you know, they were just awesome, you know.
Yeah, those are good. I remember Troy Polamalu, he was a great player, but I don't think he's someone you didn't want to go at. But
and then Ronnie Lott at San Francisco, you know, said he'd hit you so hard he'd knock the taste out of your mouth. So
what is the, I can't remember his name exactly. I think it's Darren Sharper would have been a really good pick, too, back in my day. Darren Sharper is the hottest hidden safety in the league. Yeah. And let's go to our last question here. What is your favorite holiday? We've got Halloween coming up, but what is your favorite holiday, Coach
my
Jerry?
My favorite holiday would have to be Christmas.
I'm with you.
Yeah, because get the kids over. You know, they're having fun. They're opening presents. They're, you know, the grandkids, great-grandkids in my case now. And just watching them go nuts.
I'm so excited. I mean, Harper had her first Christmas, but she was a little over a month old last year. So now she's kind of walking now. She walked from the TV to the front door today, so that's pretty exciting. So I'm excited to see her first kind of real Christmas where she can actually open up gifts herself and we're not opening up for her and things like that. So I'm excited for it. Now as the dad phase. I'm 27 now. 1 through 26, I've always been super excited for Christmas. And now I get to be excited for Christmas in a whole totally different way.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it changes and it's better.
Yeah. I still can't sleep the night before Christmas. I'm like a kid all over again. And that's what I love about it. Obviously, the meaning of the season, too. Yeah. But it's to this day, the day of the year I look forward to the most.
Yeah, and I always get up early on Christmas and just wired, like I'm wired that way.
That's right.
boom up before the crack of dawn.
Absolutely.
Go in, of course, now make coffee and sit back and relax.
Mm-hmm. That's fun. That's a perfect day for me. Again, we got the Kanawha Tigers at the Savannah Bulldogs. It's Friday, senior night for the seniors at the Savannah Bulldogs football team. Again, 7 o'clock on Friday, final home game for the Dogs. Coach Sherry, is there anything that else you'd like to add for the rest of the season?
It's going to be senior night. It's also breast cancer awareness night. They're going to pink out. They're going to introduce the little dogs at halftime, and little cheer is going to do their thing. So it's going to be an interesting night. It's going to be a good night. It'll be a great night to come out and watch.
Coach, it's always a pleasure to have you in the studio. Thank you once again. Second complete year now with the Savannah Coaches Corner. Once again, thank you for taking your time all year long to come over here and spend 15 minutes, 30 minutes a day with me.
It's my pleasure. I enjoy it. It's a lot of fun.
Well, Coach, we enjoy having you over here. Can't wait to see you again.
Yes.
All right, again, this is the Savannah Coaches Corner wrapping up for the 2023 season, but the Bulldogs still have two more games. Again, that's Friday night, Kanawha Tigers at Savannah Bulldogs, and then they travel to Stroud next week as well. So if you want to, be sure to travel with the team and go support the Savannah Bulldogs. But this has been the Savannah Coaches Corner. Again, the Oklahoma City Thunder, they begin their basketball season tonight. So we're going to be ending the broadcast here and then going straight into the rest of the OKC Thunder pregame show. If you want to continue to listen to the regular country programming here on K101, you can tune over to the app, KMCO app, or online at McAllisterRadio.com on the KMCO tab. But everyone listening the traditional way, 101.3, you'll be thrown right into the Oklahoma City Thunder coverage. Again, this has been the Savannah Coaches Corner, brought to you by Lindley's Paint and Body Shop and Victory Customs.
You've been listening to the Savannah Coaches Corner, brought to you by Lindley's Paint and Body Shop and Victory Customs. We now return you to your regularly scheduled programming.